Well, all of the paneling has been removed, and the carpet has been removed, which had only been replaced once since the chamber was originally constructed in the 70s. So
that's Katie Betta. She's a spokeswoman for Senate President Andy Gardner.
That carpet has all been removed, most of the insulation. The rostrum, which is where the president stands, as well as the Secretary of the Senate and the reading clerk, the majority of that has been removed.
The floor is littered with insulation and paneling. Burly men in bright orange shirts and hard hats are breaking down the rubble and shoving it into a big rolling dumpster. Earlier this month, the chamber was appointed with 40 desks and overstuffed blue leather chairs. Some senators peeled off their nameplates on the way out of town. Now, all that's left are the tall wooden panels dominating the wall behind the rostrum.
So in Florida's history, we've actually had three Senate chambers. The 1845 chamber, which currently is in the historic Capitol. There was another chamber that was constructed in 1947, and that was torn down once the current Senate chamber in 1978 was completed. And so the senators chose to incorporate some of the elements of each chamber.
Wood paneling, there was discussion about whether, you know, don't want something too brown and don't want something too red and want something different, wanted to pick up some historic themes.
That's Naples Republican Senator Garrett Richter. He chaired the committee charged with handling renovation decisions.
And I know that, you know, there was a talk about having the Senate seal on the carpet there in the center of the chamber in front of the rostrum.
The Senate's mock-up features a cornflower blue carpet with the Senate seal at the front of the room. Tallahassee Democrat Bill Monfort served on the committee with Richter.
I'm most excited about the fact that the new chambers will be a reflection of the Senate chambers in the historic Capitol.
The design incorporates historic molding, columns, and a pediment, depicting the same scene as the state flag. But above all of that will be a new dome. Here's Katie Betta again.
And then there'll be a stained glass pendant that will be at the flat portion of the dome. And that will be have the same look as the stained glass in the old Capitol.
All told, the project will cost $6 million, and workers are expecting to complete the job in time for an organizational Senate meeting in mid-November. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.